Okay, well, earlier this week, I was on Richard Kluge Reports with Brian Barkley, and we were talking about the proposal that has been gone before the government in respect to right-hand drives. And there is a proposal out there which is looking at raising the age of the imported vehicle from 15 to 25 years.
Now, basically, just to recap, at 15 years of age or older, it's almost a free pass to get into the country.
Well, you can pretty much bring in just about anything at that point.
There's a few banned vehicles still, I think, right?
Well, the thing is, there's still compliance issues that you have to deal with, like in respect to marker lights and such. So we have quite the panel joining us this morning on the road trip. Ray Henry from autoclubs.ca, Kelly Marsden from Winnipeg Heights, and joining us for the first time is Robert Guderian. He is the site founder for righthanddrive.ca. Thank you for being on the program as well. John Jackson from Jackson Autosport put down his wrenches. John, thanks for being on the road trip.
Glad to be here.
John, I'm going to start with you. And it's in respect to, of course, your experience, because, of course, you've been a big part of the tuning community. And you've seen a lot of right-hand drives. And, well, how do I put this nicely? You raced Datsun 510, so you've been around for a while.
Exactly.
I want to get your thoughts and feelings on the discussions out there in respect to the safety and whether or not right-hand drives need this type of policing.
Well, right-hand drives, that covers an awful lot of cars. I know someone who has a 1960 Rolls-Royce that's right-hand drive, and I really don't see him being a problem. And, of course, we've got the post office driving around in trucks that are right-hand drive. But the question here is more to do with the Japanese sports cars that are being brought into the country. And we've got a couple of points to consider here is what kind of cars are they? And they're all high performance, and in general they've all been modified to make them even faster than they were. The concern I have actually is not so much the horsepower but the suspension settings, and an awful lot of these cars have been set up to be, well, let's call them drift cars. And what that means is that while the suspension may well pass the safety in terms of it being tight and not falling off and the shock absorbers work and all the rest of it, it doesn't mean that the alignment isn't set up for the car to go snap into oversteer, meaning that you stand on the gas and the next thing you know the car is going sideways. Now, that's great if you're drifting, but it's both slow and dangerous on a road race track and in particular on the street. And the other thing, too, of course, is that we've got cars in some cases that have this diabolical handling, and they're being driven by young men who want to go fast on the roads, and it's kind of a recipe for disaster, so I don't think it's necessarily just right-hand drive. It's all of these factors put together.
Well, Kelly Marsden, of course, you speak to the youth movement in Winnipeg. I'm sure you have many members on Winnipeg Heights that are driving right-hand drive cars. What's been your thoughts and feelings on that? What are your members telling you?
Well, you know what, I think it's kind of changed up and down, especially over the past few weeks with what's been happening. I mean, in the past, I wasn't really a fan of the cars personally, nothing against them. My roommates had them, my friends have them. I guess if you're part of the car hobby, you got to like them, right? A car is a car. I think we can all agree to that. I think where the problem really lies, and I'll be the bad guy, but I think John touched on it, is probably the age of the owners. And those are really the people that are ruining it, just like cruise night's getting ruined. Sometimes it's just people being immature, and really that's the majority of the problem I see anyways.
Well, and this, of course, a lot of this has to do with an incident that happened in Ottawa about a month ago. There was a very high-profile incident. A 20-year-old driver lost control of a right-hand drive Nissan Fairlady, also known as the Nissan 300ZX, and that particular vehicle killed two pedestrians. And now we see this. We see that it's a 20-year-old. We see that, of course, a Nissan 300ZX, we know it's a high-performance vehicle. Let's open it up here. Rob, thank you for being on the program. You have the website, righthanddrive.ca. You're continually updating and blogging in respect to the right-hand drive issue. Is this more an issue of experience, driver experience, or is this something that really needs more regulation?
Well, there's a certain point on each of those. There is a lot of, well, I don't want to call them kids because I'm really not that old myself, but kids who don't have experience that are buying these cars, but it's really that there should be, I'm going to get killed for saying this, there should be some degree of regulation on these cars that are coming in because it's 15 years old. It does need a road safety, but a lot of times it's not being looked at properly. A lot of the safety places don't know what to look for in these vehicles, what might not be compliant to put them on these on our Canadian roads. But other than that, it's a lot of the driver experience thing is a big issue.
Okay. Ray Henry, autoclubs.ca. What I was kind of curious about is in respect to members of clubs. Now, I have yet to see an organized right-hand drive club. Has there been talk about one coming to the forefront?
There's always talk about it. Unfortunately, most of these cars are owned by younger guys, and as we're aware, they tend to run in packs of friends rather than an organized club. So I don't think at this point anybody's actually serious of getting involved and forming a club and putting the time into protecting their interest in the hobby. And that's always an issue when people aren't willing to prepare to spend the time and the effort to protect their interest.
So basically to get the whole right-hand drive thing a little bit more positive press, we need to see more of an organized thing, such as of course, Rob's website. But I guess the other thing is, too, now I have to, of course, well, I wouldn't go as far as to say remove myself from the conversation, but of course I've owned a right-hand drive vehicle. I had a 1992 Nissan Gloria Gran Turismo. Now, just so people kind of get an idea of what this car was, it's basically an executive-type car, closely related to the Infiniti J30 of the same year. I'll admit, and of course, and I'm sure Rob will, as he arrived here this morning in a Daihatsu mini truck, it's a different type of driving.
I can't deny that, but it's really, I think it's more that people are scared of seeing somebody on the quote-unquote wrong side of the vehicle that confuses them. I have a policy in my truck that if you can drive a standard, you can take my truck for a spin, and within 2 minutes you'll find out that it's really not that different from driving any other vehicle. You're not unaccustomed to being on the right side of the vehicle and seeing the road from that side of the vehicle.
Well, and folks, you know, if you're driving past the studios here at 930 Portage Avenue, take a quick look over at this very cool-looking little truck. You know, basically it looks like a stiff wind could blow it over. And as I'm sure you're aware, Rob, they're not known for their crash protection. From the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety did some recent tests. Do you think that should be a factor?
Well, when buying this truck, I did realize that it's a cab over, and any cab over you don't really want to have in a front-end collision. So it's not my plans to be in a front-end collision, but it's calculated risk. And I thought about it when I was considering purchasing this vehicle that, yes, it's maybe it might not pass all Canadian standards, and the 15-year rule gets me past that, but it's also not something I'm going to be going fast in. It's not designed for going on the highway, and I bought it knowing that. So,
well, I think one of the things that always happens when you have situations like, you know, the unfortunate accident in Ottawa is the knee-jerk reaction is to put a band-aid on the symptom. It's a right-hand drive car. Well, all right-hand drive cars must be banned. But to me, this is almost like a magnifying glass focusing down on what is one of the core issues of driving in Canada, and that is the fact that our standards for letting people drive cars are horribly, horribly, horribly lax.
Well, and it's something we're going to get into right after the break. This is The Road Trip. We are going to fix the right-hand drive issues in Canada in the next 8 minutes. Stay tuned on CJOB.
The Road Trip with Kelly Taylor and Michael Clark will fuel up and be right back. This is CJOB 68. When you need help with your latest home reno, turn to CJOB 68 and the Home Discovery Show with Shell Buzzy. Measure twice and cut once. The Home Discovery Show, Saturday mornings from 8 to 10:30 on CJOB 68.
So, we on for spin classes this weekend?
Sorry, no can do. There's a 2-day 20 times the points event at Shoppers Drug Mart. I can't miss it.
2 days of 20 times? I'm in. Should we walk there to make up the cardio?
Walk? Today and tomorrow, you'll get 20 times the Shopper's Optimum points when you spend $50 or more on almost anything. I'm shopping till I drop, both days. Is that not cardio?
Totally.
Visit Shopper's Drug Mart today and tomorrow for 2 days of 20 times. Restrictions apply. Details in store.
CJOB weather for Winnipeg and southern Manitoba.
Now let's take a look at your forecast for the rest of the afternoon for the Blue Bomber game. Sunny today and a high of 12. Clear tonight, low minus 3. Tomorrow, sunny, increasing cloud in the afternoon, high 12. Monday, cloudy, 60% chance of showers, high 11. Tuesday, periods of rain, high of 9. And then Wednesday, election day, rain or snow flurries, windy, high of plus 3, a low of plus 1. For Thursday, cloudy, high of plus 3. Friday, sunny, High of plus 5. The normals for this time of the year, highs of 7, lows of 3. Winnipeg, it's sunny, 5 degrees, winds east at 8, humidity 86%. Once again in Winnipeg, we're expecting sunny skies today, temperature of 12 for a high, and currently it's sunny and 5 at CJOB.
My wife and I got to Mexico and realized I'd forgotten my heart medication. Well, luckily on the third day, she finds my pills tucked at the bottom of my bag. But it made me wonder, if I had had a heart attack in Mexico, would I have been covered?
The color of caring.
Unexpected things happen when you're on vacation. Fortunately, there's Manitoba Blue Cross travel coverage to give you peace of mind. Ask your insurance agent or buy it online.
Visit mb.bluecross.ca.
Celebrate, update, and redecorate at JS Furniture's 36th anniversary. With 36 days of top quality appliances and furniture at amazing deals. Prices so low and stock is limited, there will be no rain checks issued. First come, first served basis. Wait too long and you will miss out on door-crashing deals like 10 Frigidaire 21 cubic foot refrigerators, stainless steel with deluxe interior and adjustable shelves, regularly $10.99, now only $5.99. JS Furniture's 36th anniversary. 1725 Ellis, 575 Roseberry Street, 2601 Saskatchewan Drive in Portage, and online at furnitureandmore.ca.
The stories that matter to you and your community are on CJOB 68. Every comment, every viewpoint, every detail, day or night, the best talk radio is on the superstation, CJOB 68.
And that's powerful stuff.
Sit back and enjoy the ride. You're cruising with a road trip on CJOB 68.
Okay, coming back on the road trip, sitting a little bit right of center these days, talking about right-hand drive.
A little bit, but of course, you know, you had a recent experience, of course, in the Mitsubishi IMEV. I'm Yev. Whatever that thing's called.
Well, you know, more interesting than that, too, is that I had the chance to drive right-hand drive vehicles in Japan.
Yes,
and I was over there in 2003. And it was startling how you lose the sense of width of the vehicle. When I sit in my car, I know exactly where the right hand of my car is. I completely lost that for the first little bit driving the right-hand drive vehicles in Japan.
But even in a country where, of course, you have to keep left,
right?
That was still giving you,
correct.
Trouble.
Yes.
Okay. Well, John Jackson, let's talk a little bit more about this in respect to the advantages of sight. You have done a lot of research in respect to how people should be driving. So what are your thoughts and feelings on that?
Well, I don't think it's the end of the world. It's simply one more element where you've got a group of people driving cars that are slightly different, perhaps not quite as the handling is not quite right, and you add in that sightline issue, and of course that contributes to the whole thing. And what I'm also seeing, of course, is that when you're sitting on the other side of the car from what you're normally used to, is you may not position the car in the lane quite the same way as you should. So there's a lot of the small factors, but really, I think it's come down to the driver's skill, and you know, if you do a horrible job of driving a left-hand drive car, it's just gonna, that one more element is just putting you closer to the inevitable crash into the hydro pole.
Well, let me ask this, Rob Guterian, how many collisions have you had in your Daihatsu?
Zero.
Zero. Yeah. And how long have you had on the road?
I've been driving for about a year and a half now, and it's my daily driver.
Okay, so when people see the vehicle, do you think sometimes that it's the reaction of surprise and dismay that you're not on the right, or in someone's idea, the left-hand side of the car, that is that the problem?
I think it does confuse some people, but it definitely entertains children, which is definitely a perk of the vehicle. I get a lot of thumbs up from kids who think I'm driving a big toy.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Kelly, in respect to, of course, the membership, and, you know, we realize that at that particular point in life, be it 18 to 24, speed is a factor. People want a car that's going to have some get-up-and-go. People want a car that's going to handle. But when it comes to regulations, do you think that there should be maybe additional things in respect to identifying the car as a right-hand drive and possibly additional license requirements to have that vehicle on the road?
Licensing, I don't know if you're talking about ownership, but I honestly believe like that's where I've changed my mentality over the past few weeks about it. And I think it really comes down to mentality, and we can't change that for the drivers. They buy the car not because it's readily available, not because the parts are easy to get. I mean, they get it because of the cool factor half the time, right?
It's an enthusiast
and
car.
And as car guys, even if we don't like right-hand drives, we need to embrace them because that's part of our hobby, right? So we can't hate on them for that fact. But I mean, I think if they're going to put regulations on age requirements for the cars, maybe to put age requirements on the ownership.
Age requirements
one way to look at it.
Well, the one thing that occurred to me, and Ray, you kind of weighed in on this during the break, is that if, as John says, they set these cars up to drift, and they're high-performance cars, so as a high-performance car, you're that more likely to drift even without setting up the suspension differently. But then you put it into a car that is going to drift. If you were to do that in a left-hand drive car, you'd probably see the same increase in the probability of a crash rate.
I've seen it. I've seen cars where left-hand drive, well, we'll call them imports because they are. They're made outside of North America that have been set up to drift, probably incorrectly. Okay,
set up by the owner to drift, not by the manufacturer.
Well, let's just clarify. Right. Let's clarify what drifting is. It's what I used to do in my dad's Catalina in the mid '80s on the snow.
I'll also point out we only have one professional rift racer.
Real drifter
in Manitoba.
That's true.
Okay,
that's
we only have one, but it's a sport that more and more kids are showing an interest in. Unfortunately, they're not doing it at the track in some cases, and they're setting up these cars to be drift cars. They're not actually real drift cars. They're not putting the money into it, but they have the looks and they're doing some stuff that they think turns it into a drift car. And for instance, I spoke to a young man just about 3 weeks ago that was hit by a crosswind that took him over the curb.
Really?
Because the suspension was so tight, the thing was cambered so bad, he was on a moderate curve and the wind hit him. Over the curb he went.
Just wow. From the suspension.
That's a left-hand drive car.
John, can it get that bad?
Yes, it can. I've driven some of these cars, and even with a ton of race experience, they're really bordering on deadly weapons. The snap oversteer is the thing. You stand on the gas, and again, you've got lots of power. You've got a rear-wheel drive car. Crazy alignment settings that are not subject to being properly inspected on a safety inspection. And add in the typical bald tires that a lot of these cars have. Bumpy roads, it's just a horrible combination.
So if you take out the fact that you're sitting on the wrong side of the car, in terms of passing and you know, being able to look around what's ahead of you, if you take that out of the equation for a second, it seems to me as though the problem isn't with the position of the steering wheel.
That's right. There's some mechanical issues here, no matter which side of the car you're sitting on.
Well, gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to wrap up with final thoughts after the break, and we will get down to the issue of right-hand drive in Manitoba on the road trip.
You've got the Superstation, CJOB 68. Top up your fluids and get ready for more. The road trip will be right back.
Everybody's talking about Hal Anderson Mornings on CJOB.
People want the streets fixed, and patience is not always a virtue. I'm sure you and I have said, my God, isn't it finished yet? I know.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Said it for sure.
Yes, I have.
People say that about this show.
Sponsor Winnipeg. Did you send in the check or did I just miss it?
We're still negotiating. I'm willing to pay to change City Hall to City Hal.
He'll make you laugh. He'll make you cry. Hal Anderson Mornings.
Good morning!
On CJOB 68.
The weekend's almost here, and you've been wanting to take a little test drive. So come on, get in your car and drive straight to Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries for a furniture test drive. Find a whole showroom of great deals during their weekend of savings. It's all you'll need to rev up any room. So come to Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries now and take a furniture test drive. Don't you just love the smell of new leather?
Now until Sunday, save 10 to 40% on a huge selection of quality Lazy Boy products. Check today's Sun for details.
So it's your night to cook and your family wants Italian. Do you take them on a culinary journey through the provinces of Linguere, Abruzzo, and Monprezzo? No, for two reasons. I made those places up and you can't do that for $19.99. So finger cook instead. Just go to bostonpizza.com and choose from one of four tasty family-sized pastas like penne bolognese from only $19.99 for takeout or delivery. Save a few bucks, people.
BostonPizza.com.
Hey, Jimmy, what are you doing?
I'm scratching all these drive-in and win cards.
Yeah, I can see that, but why?
Well, I haven't found a single one that says, sorry, try again.
That's the point. None of them do.
Well, where's the fun in that?
Jimmy, step away from the nickel.
It's drive-in and win time at your Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram retailer. Every card's a winner with peace of mind maintenance service for $69.95. Or the buy three, get the fourth tire free offer. See retailer for details.
Sunwing.ca.
Choose Sunwing and save 50% off our 15,000 champagne winter vacations to a sunny destination of your choice. Relax in Sunwing Airlines leather seats, enjoy a welcome glass of champagne, a choice of hot meals with wine, hot towels, and movies, all at no extra charge. Book one of our 15,000 champagne vacations backed by our best price guarantee by calling your travel agent or visit sunwing.ca.
Sunwing.ca. Over 20,000 babies and children use Winnipeg Harvest on a monthly basis for everything from baby formula to milk. That's why CJOB 68 and Winnipeg Airports Authority collaborated to make sure that no child goes to bed hungry. Together, we can make a difference. The next time you visit the Winnipeg James Armstrong Richardson International Airport, help make a difference by giving generously when you spot large baby bottles in the air terminal building. All money raised supports Hunger for Hope. Visit CJOB.com for more information.
Sit back and enjoy the ride. You're cruising with a road trip.
Driven by Bicker.com.
On CJOB 68.
The Bicker community of auto dealers has your next pre-owned ride with over 300 certified vehicles to choose from. The ultimate online shopping experience awaits at Bicker.com.
And welcome to the Bicker Automotive Group for becoming a
new sponsor. We welcome them to the road trip. And, of course, now it's time for our trivia contest winners. And that has to do with Happy Days. You remember Happy Days, right, John Jackson?
I think so. I was really young at the time, though.
Do you remember the cars that Mr. Cunningham drove?
No, that's way past. I couldn't possibly think of that.
Anybody here? No? Ray, come on, you got to know.
No.
Okay, well, fans of the show will know that the two primary cars that Mr. Cunningham had on the show were first a DeSoto, and as the series ended, a Studebaker. And who was our winner?
Tom Poynton.
Tom Poynton going to be getting two Rescue Me's from ABC Fire and Safety, as well as the $50 gift pack of the Western 5-Pack, which is available at Manitoba Lottery retailers throughout Manitoba. And our second question had to do with Fonzie's girlfriend, who was the one who got craned in that fabled demolition derby scene.
Pinky Tuscadero.
Pinky Tuscadero, who was our winner?
What a great name, too.
You know, my Honey Bunches of Oats is partial to Leather Tuscadero, so yeah, maybe I'll find out later.
Well, Vera McCauley channeled her inner Pinky Tuscadero and got the right answer.
Fantastic. Vera, going to be getting those two Rescue Me's from ABC Fire and Safety, as well as that $50 gift pack of the Western 5-Pack. So now it's time for us to do final thoughts in respect to the right-hand drive issue. I'm going to start with you, Robert Guderian from righthanddrive.ca. Where do you think this has to go?
It makes me a little bit sad that when we talk about right-hand drives, we only talk about the sports versions that are coming in. There is lots of other vehicles that are coming in that should not be banned because there's a couple kids that are misbehaving. That's really sad to me. They're good vehicles. You can't ruin them. They're fantastic. I'll just pitch IVOAC.ca. They're the people who got GIS to be an accepted standard in BC, and they're a very good go-to website if you're curious about legal issues in right-hand driving.
Now, GIS, of course, is the Japanese standard. As we would know, DOT.
Yes.
It's the Japanese DOT.
Yeah, Japanese equivalent.
Okay. Kelly Marsden from Winnipeg Heights, what are your thoughts?
I think all I can really do at this point is encourage any current owner right now to start, obviously, keeping the maintenance and the safety of the vehicle up to a higher standard from now on. And anybody that's looking to get into in the future, really don't invest the money if you don't have it properly or the time to keep it up, because really those are the people that are going to ruin it and have been ruining it. So really go over the thought process a little more before you put the time and money into it.
Ray Henry, autoclubs.ca, final thoughts?
Well, I don't see anything really different than what 5-liter Mustangs were giving us a few years back. So I'm thinking if you're going to be regulating, go ahead and do something with a horsepower rating across the board, left or right-hand drive, like they do with motorcycles. And simply, if you want to throw a requirement, a couple of years driving behind your belt before you get in them, and road tests.
Well, you know, I mean, if you want safer roads, regardless of which side the steering wheel is on, the person behind the steering wheel has to be a safer driver, too.
You got it.
John Jackson, your thoughts?
Well, we got to consider that really we're talking about modified cars here, much more than we're simply talking about right-hand drive. In Britain, the MOT, the Ministry of Transport Safety Inspections, if you have a heavily modified car, they have separate specified shops that inspect modified cars, and that's something we need to consider.
Well, we'll definitely be considering all of these factors. And folks, if you've got thoughts or feelings about the right-hand drive issue or any motoring issue, send us an email. Go to our website at www.theroadtriponline.ca. I have to admit, telling you straight up, I would love to have another right-hand drive car again. It was an enjoyable experience and one.
And you lost weight because you didn't go through the drive-thru so much.
I lost 15 pounds on the right-hand drive diet. They just haven't figured out a way to get those wireless ones at McDonald's for me yet. Hey, and before you shop this Saturday for your car shopping, click on over to Vicker.com, view your next vehicle inside and out, figure out financing, even book your test drive online, shop the Vicker Community Way at Vicker.com. I'm Michael Clark.
I'm Kelly Taylor.
And we will see you, well, I guess we'll talk to you next week.
On the road
trip. But hey, a very special road trip. We should point that it's going to be a Halloween-themed road trip.
The Route 666.
666.
Road trip.
The driving of the beast.
You've been listening to The Road Trip with Kelly Taylor and Michael Clark.
Driven by Vicker.com.
The preceding program is copyrighted and may not be reproduced in any form without the written consent of CJOB 68.
These days, a lot of places are trying to be something they're not. Department stores selling groceries, grocery stores selling clothes. Well, at CAA, we know what we're good at doing. Helping people get where they're going. It's simple, really. You join CAA, we give you a membership card. It's your key to get more services, more benefits than you might think. Sure, you'll be okay because you're one of those do-it-yourselfers, building stuff on your own, with tools, like a hammer.
Ah!
You might be pretty confident you could boost your own car, with cables. You borrowed. We're a phone call away. Dial CAA Help. On your cell phone, it's Star CAA, or online at caamanitoba.com. After all, we wrote the book on emergency road service. Get the membership coverage that's right for you, so that you never have to worry about doing it yourself. Call 1-800-JOIN-CAA today.
Go with CAA!
Great Big C, live for one amazing night. This Sunday, MTS Center. Their new CD, Safe Upon the Shore, is available now. Great Big Sea. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com. Great Big Sea, presented by Winnipeg Free Press.
It's the Advance Great Fall Sale. Find great store-wide savings on home and mobile electronics. With no administration fees, no prepaid taxes, no payments, no interest, not a cent to pay for 1 year. The Advance Great Fall Sale has an outstanding selection of quality flat panel TVs, home theater systems, cameras, car audio, and much more. No charge delivery and setup. Not a cent to pay for 1 year during the Great Fall Sale on now, only at Advance. Don't miss it.
We are only 3 hours away from the kickoff between the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and the Toronto Argonauts. The pregame show live from...